BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Drinking, is it?
What?
I shouldn't be drinking. Not at your age.
I haven't been drinking.
Tried not drinking once. I saw things. Unhelpful things. Life without the little booze buffer isn't to my liking. I'm not one for the world in HD when things get that sharp, you're bound to cut yourself.
I don't know what's happening to me.
Answers are overrated. Do I look like someone who ever cared about answers? And I'm thriving.
You're sleeping in a graveyard off your face on cheap vodka.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm living the dream. Exactly. Exactly.
What happened to me?
Came running in here, off your face.
It wasn't off my face. I saw something.
Where stumps and faithful make it stand, till all are happy.
I'm happy for you, whoever you are. Look at you. So much blood.
Oh, so proud of you, Martha, my dear.
Martha.
So proud. Can you feel them? Can you feel them coming?
He was killing her.
People do love a rock.
No, it wasn't like that. Tied to the stone, bleeding to death. A sacrifice. And then, in the sky, there was the... Doesn't matter. I was dreaming. Must have been.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. Not round here. Sacrificing people to the stones, was it? I love doing that.
Used to, you mean?
What else did you see?
It was as if I was in someone else's head. A woman tied to one of the stones. A sacrifice. And then I was somewhere else, and then there was lots of places, and, like, time was all mixed up.
That happens often enough. A lot of leakage around here. I see stuff in the graveyard that'd have you screaming so hard you'd throw up your lungs.
You were probably drunk.
Of course I was. Still saw it, though. You'll learn. Nobody's soft.
What are you talking about, soft?
Things get through. There are places in the world that are soft where all the science, all the physics, all the rules don't count for so much. Some call them thin places, I call them soft. Where people see things, ghosts, UFOs, whatever. Things just happen. Just ley lines, innit?
God, look at the time. I need to get home. Oh. Feels so out of it. I can barely keep my eyes open. Oh, and I don't believe in ley lines.
Well, they don't care. They all begin here. Milbury's the heart.
Heart of what?
Who knows? But I wish it would stop beating. The noise is driving me mad.
Ley lines. That's what I'm looking at today. Yeah, so basically, a guy called Alfred Watkins back in the 1920s said that there were lines of energy in the earth running between certain historical structures and landmarks. Apparently, they were powerful and important, but nobody could prove they existed or explain what it is they did. No more than I can explain what happened to me this evening. I know a cynic would say sunstroke. My therapist would say a PTSD-based episode. All I know is that I passed out and dreamed I was lost in the head of a woman being sacrificed to the stones. And yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe. But it didn't feel like a dream. And if the ley lines know, they're not telling. What's going on?
What happened to you?
Hi, everyone.
We've all been worried about you. Where have you been?
Mia, so glad you're okay.
Yeah, you were not good.
Give her space.
Sorry, I think it was the sun. I'm feeling just a bit out of it.
Yeah, mind if I give you a quick once-over? You're a bit younger than my usual patients, but I'm sure I can manage.
I'm fine, honestly.
Well, let Colin be the judge of that.
Okay.
Mia.
I'm so tired.
Mia. Mia. They're not singing. The stones. It's just your imagination. It's all just your imagination. Or you're dreaming. Or they are. Do stones dream?
Why are you tied to the stones?
It's my job. Don't interfere. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Will it?
Oh, who knows? I don't know anything anymore. Who are you, for example? Oh, I wish someone would tell me.
It's my daughter, Mia.
I'm not your daughter.
I don't like you.
She knows. See how sad she is.
I meant you. I don't like you.
Be nice!
Oh, stop barking, Hendrik. You're doing my head in. It's okay. Everything's fine. You fell asleep, that's all. Exhausted.
What's wrong with me? Did Jess's dad say?
Well, Colin reckons there's absolutely nothing that taking it a bit easy wouldn't fix. You've been doing too much.
Not really.
Well, the move, school, and then this podcast thing. I looked it up. You've been busy.
Why are you surprised? You know what you're like.
A rationalist?
A skeptic?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I just can't believe you were doing this for months and didn't tell me.
It's not like I need your permission.
It's not about permission. It's about sharing. I just... I'm sad that you didn't think I'd be interested.
Why would I? Really?
Of course I would be, of course.
Dad, we don't talk. And then when we do, you tell me what's wrong with everything I think. So when was I going to share this with you? I mean, look at how you were with Rafe. Do you blame me?
Rafe? You've no idea. No idea at all.
I know all about him.
Well, clearly not, or you'd think he was a charlatan and an idiot, just like I do.
Well, if he's an idiot, so am I.
Oh, why do we always end up arguing? Am I so bad at this?
I'm tired. I'm going back to sleep.
Okay. I'll see you in the morning. Love you.
Mia? How are you doing? Dad said you weren't dying or anything. Which is unusual for him. Never seen him so happy to have a patient who might last a year.
I'm fine. No, I'm embarrassed. In a mood. Everyone fussing. I basically just slept the whole day. You coming out?
It's either that or play with my new straw dolly.
Dad's probably been doused by now because it's superstitious rubbish.
Where do you want to meet?
The museum? There's something I want to check out.
See you there, as soon as I can.
Happy day!
Oh, piss off!
Well, that's no way to speak to someone who's doing his bit for the future of the planet. Not that it's got one.
Oh, hello.
Sorry.
Don't apologize to me. I recognize a mood when I see one. I'm prone to them myself.
Oh, I don't believe that. You're so... so, well...
In control.
Yes.
I'm not, you know. Not a bit of it. I listened to your podcast.
Already? Really?
Well, not all of them, obviously, but the first one you did.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing back then, so...
Oh, rubbish. You presented a number of fascinating points on a well-worn subject. Well-worn, but fascinating. Psychometry interests you, clearly.
Yes.
Me too. Walk?
Yes.
I always walk around the village as it's getting dark. There's something about the light. It muddies things. Makes it easy to turn them into something else.
You want things to be different?
What's the point in leaving something as it is?
Then why live in Millbury?
Oh, Millbury's not so bad. You'll see. Change has to start somewhere. And by someone, or something. It would be irresponsible, don't you think, to spend a life on this planet and leave it in a worse state than when you found it. You've got to try and make a difference somehow. Otherwise, why bother being in the first place?
Never thought about it like that.
You will. You have that sort of mind. I can tell. You want to know so that you can improve things. You want the world to be better.
Doesn't everyone?
Absolutely not. You didn't answer about psychometry.
Oh, it's just, well... It's an interesting subject, isn't it?
Hold these for me.
Why?
Because I'd like you to.
Okay, though I...
Please, sir.
What? Oh, sorry. Nervous habit. How are we doing?
Where is this? A huge room, so many computers. An observatory? Radio telescope?
Array online. EHT functioning as hoped. This is mad. A camera with an aperture the diameter of the whole planet.
Can you hear that?
Hear what?
You don't hear that. Photographing a black hole for the very first time. A whole network of radio telescopes, all scanning and pooling data. And you saw it, didn't you?
Well, I... Oh, it's just...
Oh, thank you. I shake them when I'm nervous. Drives people mad. I suspected as much at the festival. You were scared to touch the stones. And then listening to your podcast. What you saw doesn't make you crazy, Mia. The art of witnessing the past through contact with an important object, a totem, it's a gift.
Doesn't feel like it. Feels like I can't do anything right.
It won't always feel like that. The project to photograph a black hole changed my life. Yours, too. You just don't know it yet.
Really?
Really. But I'm not telling about anything. Not yet. You're too good. You should find out on your own. It'll be more valuable to you that way.
So I am finding out. By asking you. Tell me what I've got to do with the black hole. Why everyone's so weird here. What have the stones got to do with the play? Why do I keep seeing and hearing things? Why has Tom gone wrong?
Oh, Mia. You're not asking the right questions. And not trusting the answers right in front of your all-seeing eye. Interrogate the mystery, and you'll find the truth. Good night, Mia. You're amazing. And once you realize that, you'll be unstoppable.
Oh. Everyone's stoppable.
Hello?
Is Jess here?
Mia, nobody's here. Oh, makes me want to weep over our woolly mammoth dusk and collection of Victorian dolly pegs. How are you feeling?
Fine. I wanted to ask you about the plague.
Oh, think you might have it. I'm sure Jess's dad would have mentioned it.
I wanted to know what happened in Milbury at the time.
You and everyone else who's ever looked into it.
Oh.
Yeah. 1348. Everyone vanished.
What?
In the village. Everyone. Absolutely everyone vanished overnight.
They got the plague or just left?
Who knows? They disappeared, that's all we know. One morning, boom. All gone. There's a book all about it I can let you borrow.
Thanks, that would be great. I'll just call Jess and see where she is. Jess? Jess? Wait, I can't hear you. Jess? Jess? What's happening? Jess?
This is happy.
Jess?